I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This Saturday is a day that many West Virginia youngsters have marked on the calendar. When we come back, we'll explain why November the 6th is so important to so many young West Virginia hunters. West Virginia is your season ticket to memorable deer hunting adventures. With an abundant deer population, 1.5 million acres of public land, and liberal regulations, hunting opportunities abound. The season starts in mid-October with archery season, followed by buck, antlerless, and muzzleloader seasons. That adds up to 3 months of refreshing outdoor experiences in the beautiful West Virginia hills. Four seasons, 9 chances, one destination, West Virginia. An odds-on favorite for deer hunters young and old. Visit our website, wvdnr.gov, for more information. Saturday marks the first of the two specifically designated youth deer hunting days in West Virginia. Scott Warner with the DNR explains it's a time that a youngster can have an opportunity to take home some meat and to help with deer management at the same time.
The main reason for this is to get kids a special opportunity to get out there. A lot of kids are taking advantage of this, or a lot of parents are taking advantage of that. I guess what we're trying to do is encourage adults to get their kids out there and really, you know, preserve a hunting heritage, which is really strong in West Virginia. We want to continue to do that.
And Warner adds that the rules for this one-day antlerless deer hunt are fairly simple.
The youth must be accompanied by a licensed adult. The adult must be at least 21 years of age, or if not older. Both the youth and the adult must wear blaze orange, or 400 square inches of blaze orange. That's required for all deer hunting. And the adult who's accompanying the child cannot possess a firearm during the hunt. A
couple of changes to this year's season. First, the age limit has been lowered to 8 years old, and the young hunter does not need a Class N stamp. Therefore, the deer they kill won't count against their regular season bag limit. Warner adds to be very careful in selecting a rifle for your son or daughter.
The problem that a lot of parents or kids will get themselves into is that they'll try to use dad's rifle or big game rifle, and if you're using a high-powered rifle that's a little bit too large for the child, then it's just going to cause problems with, flinching, to shooting, teaching bad shooting habits. There are small calibers out there available, anything from, 22-250s on up, 6mm or whatever else that they want to use.
Now, this hunt is on private land in the counties where antlerless hunting is allowed and on 28 selected wildlife management areas. Consult your license brochure. Beyond all of that, have fun.
Just have fun. Don't worry about, making your harvest the only thing that determines the success of your hunt. Make sure that it is a time that you guys enjoy together and spend it together and share stories and memories. Don't spend too long out in the woods. If it's a poor day or rainy day, then, limit your hunt.
There are plenty of deer in West Virginia, and over the last few years, young hunters have harvested 2,000 to 3,000 deer each year in this one-day season. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.